USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic leaders in Congress are calling President Trump's latest pandemic-related executive orders weak. The president followed up on promises he'd made on Friday that with no progress in negotiations towards a new relief measure, he would sign such orders, and yesterday he did.
Through these four actions, my administration will provide immediate and vital relief to Americans struggling in this difficult time. And the beautiful thing about this difficult time is we're now coming back and setting records.
The orders extend federal unemployment benefits and they suspend payroll taxes through the end of the calendar year. Trump says unemployed Americans will get $400 a week under the provision. Democrats wanted to keep them at $600. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Chief Chuck Schumer call them meager actions that show the president can't comprehend the urgency of the crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Rescue crews say they've recovered the bodies of seven Marines and the sailor who went missing on July 30th during a training mission off the coast of Southern California. The cousin of Corporal Cesar Villanueva says the family's trying to come to terms with the tragic news.
It's more of a relief, and it's not like, you know, we're wondering where he's at. We know now, like, for sure we have answers, and obviously it's not the answer that we wanted, but, you know, it's just, it's, you know, in a way it's comforting to know that we have those answers.
The Marines and sailor had been training off the coast of San Clemente Island when the amphibious assault vehicle started flooding. There will be no college football this fall in the Mid-American Conference. It became the first Division I league to rule out sports to open the school year. The conference voting unanimously for the postponement of all fall sports, the first football subdivision conference to announce that it won't play the sport this year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Most people attending the largest public gathering in the United States since the pandemic began are not following social distancing guidelines, according to many reports. The Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota has drawn over 250,000 people for a 10-day event, and some local restaurants and stores have been limiting the number of customers who can go inside. Some are asking that they wear masks, but there is no statewide mask requirement in South Dakota. And the state never went into lockdown because of the pandemic. It's currently averaging just 87 new infections detected every day. From August 9, 1974, 46 years ago today, President Nixon left office, announcing that his resignation was effective the night before. In a White House farewell speech, he offered a rather revealing piece of advice.
Always remember, others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
And Krispy Kreme is showing appreciation to teachers with free coffee and donuts this upcoming week. With Educator Appreciation Week beginning on Monday, teachers can get one original donut and a regular size cup of drip coffee for free. They have to show their employee ID, though. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.